Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark has made national headlines over the years, suggesting citizens arm themselves and praising the National Rifle Association. Clark says since Republican Governor Scott McCallum appointed him sheriff 12 years ago, he's tried to combat gun violence with a strong message against what he calls social engineering.
When you take repeat career criminals and they're not adequately punished in the criminal justice system, that's actually working against what the police are trying to do.
Offering a far different take on violent crime reduction is Clark's opponent in the Democratic primary for sheriff, Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Chris Mays. Mays says he'd work with police, prosecutors, judges, and community groups to try to discourage former lawbreakers from returning to criminal activity.
They're not given the tools they need to succeed, and they have no other alternative than to return back to their criminal past.
Progressive and anti-gun groups are supporting Mays, while the NRA has been raising money to back Clark. There's no Republican on the ballot for Milwaukee County Sheriff, so next Tuesday's Democratic primary should settle the contest. The primary comes as three African-American men, Robert McGee, Franklin Lee, and Terrell Williams, and a Latino man, Damian Roche, were shot to death in Milwaukee during the past week. In Beloit, Hakaimi Hayes and Jose Carruthers Paramo were killed at a city park, and in Racine, police reported the July 29th fatal shooting of Samar McLean. A 15-year-old male has been charged with intentional homicide in that case. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.